So hello, everybody, and welcome. And it is I, the Realist Philosopher, also known as the Bachelor Philosopher, because if you're a bachelor, you're a realist, and if you're a realist as a man, you're more likely than not to be a bachelor, at least if you're living in the West. So how y'all doing today? Hope y'all doing fine and well. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Here we have a new video from HL Talk That Thought. He goes a very long time between making videos. So I like to comment on some of these compilations. I don't like compiling them so much. It takes too much time. Too much work, too much time that I don't have, too much energy that I don't have, but I like it. I like HL because, you know, he's one of those producers who does this for me. But anyway, we have a video here entitled, "She Instantly Gets Replaced After Divorcing Her Husband, and She Regrets It." You know, it's all these old broads. This chick was married. By the way, look at her. Now, she's old. Look at this chick. She is old. There is no doubting, no denying that she is washed up. That she's done. The tumbleweeds have been rolling around in her womb for a long time, or what's left of it anyway. Dusty, cavernous husk that it is. So you might be thinking, oh, well, it's been a while since she got divorced. Oh, no. No, 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 no. This very, very old chick recently got divorced because she thought that the grass going to be greener. She thought she had options at her advanced arthritic age. And she thought she could jump back on the carousel because when she jumped off, she was young and appealing still. And somehow she's still living in that past. Somehow that nostalgia is still running through her head, and those butterflies that she remembers feeling, she wants to get them back, and they're gone because, well, I've been married for 25 years, and I don't feel those butterflies anymore, and I want to feel those butterflies, and you know, nobody's told me that it's highly unrealistic for a woman in her late 50s to jump back on the CC and find a better man than what I have now, so I think that I can do that. Yeah, so let's jump right into this, shall we?
Welcome back, family. Today we will review this post-war modern woman who told her husband that she wants a divorce and ask her husband to leave, thinking that he will beg her to stay in her life. But instead, her husband replaced her instantly, and now she cannot stop crying and playing the victim as they always do. Let's first start by watching her questioning her life decision of leaving the marriage while admitting that her ex-husband was very supportive up until almost the end of their marriage. But yet she still doesn't think for a second that maybe she might be the problem. Also remember that she is the one that told her husband to leave and asked for the divorce. So, do not feel sorry for her.
Y'all, it's been a cry day, so I look a little rough. You heard me. Not a Friday, a cry day. Back in the cycle of grief, and I don't know, when does it end, y'all? I'm 10 months.
When you die.
Out. I haven't been crying like this in months. Months, y'all. I thought I was done with this crap. Divorce.
Must have found himself a new woman.
It was final last week, so it makes sense. But I was happy, excited, and now all of a sudden, tears and grief again, sadness, anger, all of it, and experiencing it pretty hard.
Almost as if you invested and built something of value that you then tossed aside because you didn't value it. And now the reality of the value that you tossed aside is starting to sink in.
And I don't like it. It just feels like I'm not getting better. But my friend, an amazing coach, reminded me that I'm...
Amazing coach, life coach, woman. Okay.
Yeah. I am getting better, and that this is just grief from the divorce being final. And now I'm just kind of grieving all over again. I know people say, why would you grieve if somebody's lying to you and manipulating you? Why would you grieve? And I know it sounds crazy. And I guess that's where I still wrestle with the cognitive dissonance, because when it was good, it was so damn good. And that's what I still grieve the loss of. And I assume that most victims say the same thing, because...
You're not a victim. What are you talking about? From what I understand, you're the one that asked for the divorce. How are you the victim? I don't get this. How is she the victim? Could somebody explain this to me, please? How are you...
Because why would you stay so long through lies and manipulation if it wasn't good?
It's a good question, by the way.
It's just confusing because he truly seemed to cherish me. I'm talking about acted like newlyweds up until literally 2 months before our marriage ended. And that,
I think I know what happened. She got on TikTok. She got on social media. She got her brain rot. She got her brain rotted, her brain poisoned by other chicks online. She joined the sisterhood. The sisterhood is a miserable group of women, by the way, who have been divorced, had failed relationships, have subjected themselves to tons and tons of trauma. And now they blame the man. They blame all men. And they want company in their misery.
That was 11-year marriage. Always affectionate, always lovey, always touching, sweet forehead kisses, holding me tight during intimacy, looking into my eyes. We were just very affectionate and loving, literally right up until the end.
He's a nice guy. He's a simp. He was paying too much attention to her. He was pedestalizing her. Yeah, don't do that, guys.
And it's confusing. And it's confusing because how...
I didn't feel fulfilled. I didn't have to chase him. He chased me. Oh, it made me feel like he was beneath me. I want to be with a man that I have to chase and I feel is better than me, better than my current man who chases me, which you should never do because this is what you get.
Well, can someone treat you that way and still have this whole other world of deception? I don't get it, and I don't understand how someone can walk away from their entire family that they built for 11 years and just...
But you're not... the... Wait, you're the one that left. What do you mean he walk away? You left him. Wow. This is like a new level of lack and self-awareness. This is a new level of cope, man. You leave, but you've actually convinced yourself that he's the one that left. Okay.
Give a crap. Their family just ceases to exist, and they just hop right into another family. I don't get it. I don't think I'll ever get it. The damn grief sucks. I'm sick of it.
So let me get this straight. He's not supposed to move on. You leave him. Oh, but you're so wonderful, you're so awesome, that he should stay stuck on you in your relationship forever and never move on. I see.
Somebody tell me when it stops, because I thought I was done. It's freaking hard. I miss the good times, and I miss how I thought he cherished me, and I wish he would have been that person.
He didn't vie for me! So was it a big, giant S test? Is that what it was? And in your mind, he failed? Even though he actually passed because he didn't fall for your manipulation. I'm not happy. I think we should get a divorce. And you, one of your womanist friends told you that if he loves you, he'll beg and plead and fight for you. And you tell him you want a divorce. And he won't say, okay. Because you've now shown how little you actually care for him by asking for said divorce when he's done everything to make you happy. Thereby you showing that you have no appreciation or respect for him or the effort that he's put into the relationship whatsoever. So he should be saying okay. Because how dare you ask for divorce when he's done everything he could to make you happy. By the way, guys, that's why you shouldn't pander and cater to a woman and do everything to make her happy. Because if you do that, they'll never appreciate it. Like this chick.
And yet at the same time, I've accepted that he's not, so...
Right, because he wasn't as big a pussy as you thought he was or would be. You thought he would capitulate and give you all the hand of power in the relationship. Please don't divorce me. He wasn't as pathetic as you thought he was. Oh, I see.
Cognitive dissonance of wrestling, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was done with this. Ugh.
As you might have noticed, that the mighty undefeated wall had absolutely no mercy on this lady. This woman literally made a permanent decision of divorcing her husband based on some temporary feelings. Note that she recorded this clip about 11 months after her divorce. Now, 2 years later, she's still crying over her ex-husband that she divorced by her own free will while...
Lady, while I'm happy you're not wearing makeup because you're not tricking and fooling guys, although any guy that watches your videos is going to know to head for the hills if he ever sees you... And I'm glad that you're scaring men off with your hideous face. I do wish you wore some makeup, though, because I gotta look at you to make this response.
Lying to herself by trying to convince herself that she is better off without her husband. Check it out.
Healing from an abusive relationship takes so much courage and so...
Let's be honest, he was the only one having to suffer abuse from probably her constant gaslighting and S-testing.
Ugh. So much strength. And I don't think sometimes we realize how much...
This is the new victimhood mentality. Normal, everyday stuff in a relationship is now abuse, right? Up is down, left is right, black is white.
Strength and courage we actually have. Lord, y'all, why am I starting to cry? Anyways, I just wanted to say that...
Because your ideology, your fake, your false, your phony worldview is clashing with the reality of things and how you know they actually are deep down. And you're not able to gaslight yourself as effectively as you would like.
He left, y'all. I was so broken. I didn't think I could survive. But one thing I knew, deep down, I knew that whatever it took, that I was going to find joy in life again. I knew that he had stopped.
You're crying 2 years later. Where's the joy, honey? You seem miserable. You're probably on SSRIs.
Stolen 11 years from me? And that I...
Oh, he stole 11 years from you, even though you told us that he cherished you and worshipped you, and you know... But that, by the way, that's part of the problem. Never do that.
I refused to allow him to steal my future. So with every step I took...
A future of crying all the time and drinking until you pass out every night. Yeah, lovely.
To reclaim my power back. And
that's a woman's doggy boy BS. Reclaim my power. Sounds like you had too much power in the relationship in the first place, which was part of the problem and why you didn't respect him.
Regain my independence. It was just amazing, y'all, and I realized how brave and strong I was. Now, sometimes these brave steps were just getting out of bed that day.
By the way, what independence didn't you have? He didn't lock you in the kitchen and put a manacle on your leg and say cook and clean all day. What are you talking about?
It's baby steps, y'all.
This is how you know she got brain rotted by a TikTok womanists, okay? Oh, now I have my independence because the womanist believes that marriage is slavery. Her talking points tell you exactly what indoctrinated her and who indoctrinated her and why her marriage failed. And she got online. After 11 years, she got online, got hooked on social media, looking for attention and validation because she has the wrong values and no virtues. And this is what you get.
Was so dependent on him and in so much trauma and anxiety. My nervous system was so highly activated that in the last few years, I didn't do anything by myself.
Nervous system highly activated.
I had to have him with me. I didn't realize he was the source of all my anxiety and I didn't do anything by myself. So after he left, just going to the grocery store by myself, getting out.
How is he the source of anxiety? I don't get it. You're the source of the anxiety. How is he the source of anxiety? Blaming him. So when you're alone, you feel anxiety. How is that his fault?
A bed, cooking dinner, cleaning the house. Things that normal people do seem like climbing a mountain when you're in so much trauma are huge, brave steps, you guys. And they take so much courage. Damn it, why am I crying?
Sounds like her past trauma... in her past life, tainted and damaged her relationship. Probably why she went seeking attention and validation online after 11 years of marriage.
I wasn't crying before I started this video, but they take so much courage and strength, y'all. So I just want you to know to be...
Listen to the self-affirmation BS. That's another way that you know you're dealing with womanist, somebody who has been indoctrinated and programmed by gender Marxist ideological BS. They always have this self-affirmation, positive self-affirmation BS, right? Almost every other sentence is all about trying to puff themselves up with words alone, like they're linguistically trying to reprogram themselves to be something better than they currently are. Yeah, as if words and telling yourself you're great is going to make you great. Because reality, it's all just a social construct, don't you know? And people, they don't have any biologically determined preferences or aspects to themselves. Everything's a social construction. We all just throw it out as a blank slate to say, you know, you're dealing with womanists.
Proud of every step It starts with little steps, baby steps, that don't seem big, but...
Talking points that she's been programmed to say, doesn't know what they mean. They don't mean anything.
But they're huge when you're going through that type of trauma. Give yourself so much grace and compassion, and little by little, you will take your power back. And
yeah, don't do any actual self-analysis or self-critique, or give yourself a hard time, for that matter. Oh, no, can't do that.
Then one day, you'll be a year and a half out, and you'll realize how damn brave you are, and you'll realize that you...
You're brave. You spend half your time crying. What are you talking about?
You actually have joy again, and that you love your life. Doesn't seem like it with all these tears, but be proud of yourself and just know it's so, so hard.
By the way, honey, if you love your life and you're happy, you don't need other people to bring that about, right? Like, you should have already loved your life and been happy. Other people can't give you that, and they also can't take it away from you.
I'm proud of you.
I mean, I don't know who she is really trying to convince that she is actually happy here. But I believe that you guys can clearly see that she is just pretending to be happy, as they all do. Yeah. Now, in the clip we are going to watch next, she will admit that she was the one that asked for a divorce and asked her ex-husband to leave. But I want you to pay attention on how much she plays the victim card. She will state many times that her ex-husband refused to support her when she needed it the most, which is a complete lie, and I will prove it to you later on. But first, let us watch her playing all her victim cards.
Exactly 1 year ago today, I asked him to leave my life. And y'all, I don't know how I did it. It was by far the hardest thing that I have ever done. I've been in my journals today looking back and...
Journals. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been through anything so painful in my life.
I guess that's the coach's influence.
I was in so much trauma then. I was killing myself to save my marriage.
Didn't she say that he worshipped her and cherished her? That's dramatic.
My nervous system was so highly activated in trauma. I was later diagnosed with PTSD.
Yeah, she's been to war now. Yeah, she's been through traumatic experiences. She's had it so hard. By the way, that's how you get your womanist card these days, is to have the most accumulated trauma and mental distress.
That I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I lost 70 pounds in trauma, and this man watched me waste away. And
you lost 70 pounds? Wow. Then you needed to lose 70 pounds, and you were way overweight, honey. He still cherished you? What a fool!
And continued doing the same things. And then my brain tumor grew, and God said, girl, wake up.
Brain tumor?
Wake up.
So you lost 70 pounds because you had cancer, and he watched you waste away. Right? Implying that he didn't do anything? What are you talking about? What didn't he do that he should have done? Is he a doctor? Was he treating your cancer? What are you talking about?
This is not love. By the time my brain tumor grew, he was already stonewalling me for holding him accountable for the first time in our entire marriage.
Accountable for what? Your brain tumor?
When the first time he stonewalled me, he had done that a lot. But it was the first time I'd ever stuck to my boundaries.
Notice she's not being specific in any way, shape, or form. It's extremely vague, and women are always super, uber, hyper-specific if a man's actually doing something wrong. So this is just self-gaslighting BS, and trying to shift the blame onto him. Continue!
And continued to hold him accountable, and he became mean. So when my brain tumor grew, I literally begged this man for compassion. I begged him to be there for me. And if he couldn't love me as his wife, I begged that he could at least... love me as the mother of his children, and he couldn't do that either.
Can you tell us how he wasn't there? Of course not, because this is all BS, right? This is the womanist friends, influencers, commenters on her TikToks or on other TikToks saying, oh, your husband needs to do this in response to that, and if he doesn't, well, then he's being toxic and abusive, i.e. labeling normal human interaction and behavior in a relationship as poison and evil and toxic masculinity. I see. Thereby dooming any normal relationship to failure, as this one was.
Just begged for any kind of human compassion, and he wasn't able to do that either. He continued to stonewall me in the...
Yeah, these are not her words.
Scariest time of my life. I was facing chemo and radiation, and they were going to radiate an unknown entity in my brainstem telling me.
Not unknown. It's a tumor. It's not unknown. What are you talking about?
That it could disable and or kill me. And uh-huh. I've since received a second opinion, and they're not going to do that. I still don't have a prognosis, but God used that to wake me up.
How serious was it then? She's gotten no treatment, and she's fine. So I think she's overblowing things, so you'll feel more sorry for her, and she'll seem more like a victim. Continue.
He said, let's get with the program. This ain't love. If this man doesn't care if you live or die, how can you continue fighting for him?
Well, clearly your life was not at risk because you're still alive and got no treatment. So shut up.
And God was right, and so I asked him to leave.
Oh, God spoke to her. Oh, wow. She's crazy.
And boy, y'all, he did. Oh, he did. He discarded me like I was nothing. I mean,
so it was a test, right? Yeah. Okay. I asked him to leave, and he left. Woo!
I mean, I've literally had more emotion throwing away a pair of shoes than he had when he threw away his wife, his kids, his family, his whole life of almost 11 years.
Lady, you're the one that threw it away. You said, leave. That's how is that him throwing it away? I don't get it.
And replace me in an instant. One of the things I said.
Yeah, ladies, you got to understand, you are imminently replaceable, okay? Get it through your skulls, especially at this age, when you have almost no value left.
Just weeks before.
Well, no value to a man. You all tell each other you have value that men don't value.
Before he left, I was journaling and getting stronger, enough to leave, though I didn't realize that at the time. But in my journaling, it said, he doesn't love me.
So you left, but he threw you away. Make it make sense.
I'm replaceable.
Yes, you are. Right.
And then it also said, I guarantee you, he will be out of his mom's house within weeks. He will find a girl to let him live there. And he did. I know that.
So your husband is eminently desirable, which is why you were happy with him for so long, until the envious commie, pinko socialist, i.e. womanists, heard about your relationship and had to destroy it because they can't find a man and they can't be happy. Well, then you can't do so either. Otherwise, they might be the problem.
This man, y'all, I knew exactly what he was going to do. And my next prediction is he's probably about to get married to her. After he left, I was in so much pain.
He's a fool, by the way. He should have just live with her, or not even that.
I've never felt so rejected, so unloved, so worthless in my entire life.
So I blew up my own car, and then now I'm blaming other people for blowing up my car, even though I blew up my car. Huh?
Was a really painful time, and I'm so grateful to everyone on here that's lifted me up along the way. You guys have no idea how much it means to me, truly.
I still don't get why modern women think that they are irreplaceable. Just because a man loves you doesn't mean...
It's because they're constantly getting entitlement and validation in the form of DMs and supporting comments from blue pill beta male simps out there, feeding them the same nonsense that their girlfriends in the sisterhood are, and they, for some reason, conflate that with all men. Like, that's somehow the monolithic reality of how men view women. No, these guys are just outlier, sympathetic losers that'll tell you whatever they think you want to hear so they can get into your pants. And they're self-hating as well, and very feminine in nature. They're not the majority of dudes. They don't represent what men want monolithically overall. But they think that is what men want and desire and value, and so they got these guys kissing their butts, and they're like, oh, well, I have so much value. No, you don't.
...that he cannot replace you. She asked him to leave, and he did just that. I salute this man for knowing his value and respecting himself and refusing to beg to stay.
Although, if this guy actually knew his value, let's be honest, he would have never got with this broad to begin with. Okay? Look at how old she is. Even 11 years ago, she was over the hill. You don't marry a woman that old, especially if there ain't kids in the equation. Do they have kids? Doesn't sound like it. So you married some over-the-hill broad. She gave you no kids. Already you're a guy that doesn't know your own value. Bad decision.
Guys, if a...
I mean, at least he eventually found some boss.
Woman tells you to leave her. Move on with your life immediately. And the worst part of this story is that this man was a very present and supporting father and husband, as you can clearly see.
So he was a father? They did have kids? She looks awful old. Even 11 years ago, she was pretty old. Okay.
See for yourself right now on your screens. He was always making sure to spend quality time with his daughter.
That's them? He's a black guy. The daughter's a mulatto, a half-breed. Okay, she's a mix. All right. I thought this was just some random video. That's her? Ooh. Oh, my. It's like modern-day commercials where you're not allowed to have two white people together. It's always going to be a black person and a white person, or a white person and an Indian. Can't beat the white people, though. Okay.
...and his wife. He was even a father to this woman's children from her previous marriage.
And he got with a single mom! Oh, wow. Somebody whose marriage had already failed prior. yeah, this guy does not impress me overly. The only impressive thing he did was when she said, leave! He left, but he should have left long before. She never got with her.
They all loved him and consider him as their daddy. I mean, what you are witnessing right now on your screens is a Father's Day celebration.
Never, ever, 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 ever get with a single mother. Especially this cross-race stuff. It really doesn't work. We don't need this. Come on, Whitey, have some self-respect. I'm sorry, but... All right. Anyway.
That all the children of this woman and their daughter organized...
Yeah, we've got to deconstruct whiteness after all.
...organized for this man as a surprise party. That just shows how much he was involved in all these kids' lives.
He's a pathetic, simp, beta male. Sorry, but he is.
I strongly believe that she wanted more from this man, like they always do, and that is why she was not happy during the last 2 months of their marriage. And instead of compromising...
But what could she have wanted? The butterflies back? How are you going to get the butterflies back? They don't come back. Not with the same person. But generally, what replaces that is something of far greater value and meaning... Than you random, capricious fifis. All right.
She preferred to tell her husband to leave, thinking that it might scare him so that he can submit to her demands. But it all...
Yeah, it is a giant ass test. But for some reason, he decided to try an alpha up. You can't alpha up. No, it won't work.
All backfired when he decided to leave. And now she is even shocked that he decided to get out of her life completely, including her children. Check it out.
If you're a step-parent and you call those children your children, and you show up for every event, and you never once call them your step-kids, and you develop a bond with them, those are your kids. If you raise them...
No, they're not. Not really. Not in reality, no. Where's the father, by the way?
For the majority of their childhood, those are your kids.
Very
so
telling. It's very telling, by the way, that we don't hear anything about the ex and just how involved this stepfather was. Leads me to believe that she's that insufferable that the guy doesn't want to spend time with his own kids because he doesn't want to be around her. So the step-parent had to pick up the slack. Yet another reason you don't get with a single mommy.
Now, guess what? They're still your kids. And they don't deserve to have it any other way. If
there is no deserve... Sorry.
They love you as a parent. If they're bonded to you as a parent, you're their parent. So
no,
you discard them when the marriage ends.
Well, but you left him. What do you mean discard? You left him! Wow.
You hurt them and you leave abandonment wounds, just as if you were a biological parent. How does a parent do that? How does a person discard?
But you discarded him, and you broke up the marriage, and you separated him from those kids, so you're the bad person by your own logic. And by reality. By just plain logic.
Our children. Divorce is hard enough, and the kids are innocent.
The audacity of this woman is just out of this world. She decided to divorce this man. But now she is trying to shame this man into continuing to build a relationship with her kids. Listen, if this man wants to still be involved into her kids' lives, is by the goodness of his heart. Her ex-husband is not obliged to still...
This guy's a fool, by the way. What an idiot. You should have stuck to your own race, pal. Sorry. Not that it would have helped. Go overseas. Go to Jamaica or something. Do the passport equivalent of what Whitey's doing. But instead of Thailand, go to Jamaica. Go to Rwanda or something, where people actually, where the women there will be your own race and they will be appreciative. Don't do this crossbreeding stuff, okay? You're destroying your own race and mine as well. I would like people to, white people to continue to exist, even if the vast majority of the world would not, because we're far too successful and self-sufficient.
...will be part of her kids' lives. This just shows how needy and entitled this woman really is. The truth of the matter is that this woman thought that she could find better options out there like all modern women.
Is that her or is that someone else? She must have lost a lot of weight, you know, trying to snag herself a new simp. They only put the effort in after the fact, right? Yeah.
Men who have already hit the wall so hard think they can. Now she is out here on TikTok, running after Chad and Tyrone, thinking that they will commit to her. She starts to dress provocatively and doing...
Oh, she lost a bunch of weight.
All these childish dances just to get attention from Chad and Tyrone on TikTok. Even her followers started to shame her when they saw her posting a picture with this guy who is a self-proclaimed narcissist.
What the heck? Another black dude? So she likes the BBC? She likes black guys, I guess. Guy looks like he could do better than her. Old over-the-hill broad with kids? Dude, get some self-respect.
Unfortunately, she hasn't fully realized that all men view her as a quick pump and dump only.
Yeah, this guy, he's just with her to pump her. Although, how many kids did this broad have? The plumbing is pretty stretched out, yo. Even the back door, yo. It gets some, added elasticity there, broken down, I should say, by all those kids. I don't know. What are you thinking, pal?
Now, she still thinks that she must be wined and dined before even trying to get to know her. What a joke. Check it out.
I cannot with some guys out here. Some of them have such freaking audacity and think they're just literally walking gift to women. Like, I got dog hair on me. Like, women are just waiting to jump into bed with them.
Well, women like you should be, because you have nothing else to offer or use as any kind of... value transaction. So, yeah.
So I talked to this guy tonight for the first time. The very second text he sent me was, do you want to hang out tomorrow night? I said, I can't tomorrow night. Y'all have Zumba. I'm not going to cancel Zumba for anyone. But I said, no, I can't tomorrow night. What are you into? He says, anything that will get me into you. Well, shit, you screwed that up.
Well, honey, what else are you good for? You're old. You can't have kids. So you're literally only good for that. What are you upset about?
Because that wasn't it. Try being a gentleman and maybe getting to know me.
Well, how about you be a lady before you expect a man to be a gentleman, huh?
You may literally hate everything about me except for my body. But of course you don't care about that as long as you get laid, right?
Yeah, and by the way, the men that you are actually talking to and willing to entertain, that's all they're going to care about.
That is ridiculous. And I know he doesn't know not even one thing about me, because not only did he not ask any questions, but I guarantee he didn't read my bio, because it literally says I'm not easy, and if you're looking for that, keep swapping. All I'm saying is most of you guys are not God's gift to women.
Well, you are not God's gift to men. Far from it. So, you expecting a... So hilarious. Oh, I'm ran through and old, but I want a man that's God's gift to woman. Yeah.
You're a 5'6" at best, and you think...
You're a 3 at best, honey. No, a 2. No, a 1, because you got how many kids? And some of them mixed race, multiple baby daddies? Yeah, get out of here.
That line is going to work? It's not. Now, I don't care if you're a 10, that line wouldn't work on me, but Look, you guys, we got options. Y'all better get it together.
No, you don't have options. See, that's the thing. You only have options for the dudes you can sleep with. You have no options when it comes to marriage. None. I mean, unless you're talking about super simp, you're not interested in.
Get to know a woman, you know? Maybe a little romance.
You really need to humble yourself, lady. The mighty wall already hits you so hard that your options are little to nothing, even though you do not want to admit it. I think that you guys get the picture of what is going on here. It looks like this woman is still living in La La Land in her head.
Yeah, like I said before, she's living in her 20s still. That's what's going on here. She never aged. And for some reason, she thinks that her physical aspect, her physical beauty, has stayed the same as her mental state, which is about that of a 16-year-old chick. Maybe.
Decided to leave her marriage, and now she is back in these streets struggling. Fellas, always protect yourselves against these types of women. And above all, don't forget to keep your head.
Yeah. Women like this, meaning single mamas. How many times I got to tell you guys out there, never get a single mommies? Especially ones with multiple baby daddies, and especially ones with a mixed race fetish show. Okay? That ain't normal. Sorry. You've got some self-hate going on there, sweetheart. I hate my own whiteness! Need me a BBC! Anyway, let me know what you think of the comment section about this chick and her very unrealistic expectations. Is this the norm for single mommies these days? Or is she just a standout, an exception? And generally speaking, they're very based and desirable. Let me know what you think of the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that subscription bell. Well, hit the subscription button. Hit the notification bell so that you are notified of new content. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.